All right. We're picking up on Kofras after a little bit of a hiatus. Trying to get our heads back into the Yerodea thinking over here. All right, so we're doing the Rashi, doing the Gemara in Esher Lesofto. So Gemara asks, according to Rav, who holds that once the first Chaticha becomes Aser, then it's going to be a min bimino to everything else. So the Gemara says, well, what does Rav hold with regard to the issue of Efshar L'Softo? Does he hold Efshar L'Softo is Aser or Mutter? So the Gemara says, if he holds Efshar L'Softo is Mutter, so why should the Chaticha be Nevela? Okay, so we're reading Rashi very, very carefully. We're reading Rashi very carefully. And we found something that's unusual here. A clue, maybe. Something when you read the Rashi just doesn't sit right. We finally figured out what it is. Okay, so let's read the Rashi. It goes like this. Umay kosova rav be'efshar l'sochto. See, this is right away what's odd, right? Rashi says, what does Rav hold be'efshar l'sochto? Right? And then, what does he do? He goes ahead and he gives a particular case. Right? What's his case? With Isser, that's Nivla Beheter, and he gave it Tom, and then Asered it. And then you went ahead and cooked it with other Heter. That it's Efshar. He keeps maintaining the Efshar. He keeps maintaining that it's only possible. That it's possible that the Isser went out and divided itself up into the other pieces. Right? And then when he comes back, why should the Chaticha Nasas Nevela? He says it's Efshar for it to go out. And then he has like a funny question in the end. So why don't you always say it's Efshar for it to all gang up on one piece? No, then we don't say Efshar. Okay, so can we define, I think, what's bothering us here. We can clarify what's bothering us here. We didn't expect, subconsciously, we did not expect Rashi to keep talking about possibilities in the application of Efshar L'Softo Mutter. You would expect Rashi to say, what is Efshar L'Softo Mutter? That's a theoretical issue. That if you could remove all of the Isser from the Heter, what would be? Right? And practically speaking, when we throw it into the pot, we say it is removed. Right? In other words, Efshar L'Softo is like just the theory, just the idea. Is the Isser and the Heter, is the Isser existing constantly as just an Oser of the Heter? And if I could remove the Isser, I would have nothing to Aser the Heter anymore, right? Or is it a permanent Oser? Well, we didn't get to that part yet. But that's what you should say theoretically. That's what Efshar L'Softo means. Means if I could remove it, it would be Mutter. And then I would say, and in this case, I did remove it. Right? That's what we sort of expect to be said. Here's the question. Here's a big question. Just a theoretical question. If I could remove all the Isser, would it be Mutter? Okay, well, I put it in this pot. I remove the Isser. Right? But Rashi doesn't phrase it that way. He phrases right away. He never defines Efshar L'Softo in an abstract way. He defines it in a case. What is Efshar L'Softo? It's a case where we say it's possible that it went out. What does Rav hold when we can only say that it's possible that it went out? When we can say it's possible that it went out. But we never can get to the point, according to Rashi, that we set it up like a two-step question. What if I could do this? Well, I did it. Right? It's always, what if I could do this? Well, it's possible. Right? And that's why in the end, he has to explain why we don't, if we're just dealing with possibilities, so why don't we deal with the possibility over there too? Right? So we've just sort of narrowed down, we've sort of focused our attention on what's difficult in the Rashi, but now we have to try to understand what the idea is that he's talking about. What's the idea of Esher Zof, according to Rashi? What's the Efshar? That's what kept bothering us, the Efshar. We expect him to drop the Efshar. The Efshar plays a prominent role in the whole explanation of it. Yeah. I mean, I think some of the Rishonim are critical of this Rashi, because they say, how could Rashi be so sure, actually, that all the Isser is actually coming out? That's why the Pesach of the Mechaber is that he doesn't know if Mechaticha Nas and the Vela, but he doesn't matter the original piece. Because how do we know how much really came out?
Is he going like Efshar L'Softo Aser?
No. Well, it's like an Efshar L'Softo, yeah. It's like an Efshar L'Softo Aser, but not, but on like a practical reason, like because since it's only theoretically Efshar L'Softo would be Mutra. But we can't be sure that it's really happening.
But you're saying his Pesach is not the way that he's learning the Machlokas?
His Pesach is keeping Efshar L'Softo and Chaticha Nas and Vela separate. And the Gemara is saying, if you hold that Efshar L'Softo is Mutter, so you can't, then how do you say Chaticha Nas and Vela? It's possible to say it's possible to say Efshar L'Softo is Osir and not Chaticha Nas and Vela. But if you're going to say the original piece is Mutter, then you certainly can't say Chaticha Nas and Vela. Let's not get off track here. Hold on. Let me put it this way. The question is, what is Efshar L'Softo, according to Rashi, what's Efshar L'Softo a question about? Okay. If it's about the Chaticha itself, if it's about just simply the initial relationship between the Isser and the Chaticha, right? So then that's like that should be presented as a question about does the Isser make the Chaticha Isser Atzma, or is the Isser just being housed by the Heter? And that's what it means, Efshar L'Softo Aser. Means theoretically, if you could remove the Isser, the Heter would just be itself. Right, but then you'd have to say that if you really hold that the original Chaticha is Mutter, so you should say, so he holds that we can say that the Isser came out. Right, we do say the Isser came out. What's the emphasis on the Efshar in terms of all the other pieces? It seems to put the emphasis also on the other pieces as well. And then he goes later on into a question of trying to answer a question about the other pieces. Doesn't seem like his focus is simply a question of does Isser make Heter into Isser or not? You know what I'm saying? If you approach it with the thought that that's the question of Efshar L'Softo and Chaticha Nas is Nevel, they're pretty much wrapped up together into one question. And the question simply is, does Isser convert Heter into Isser or not? So then Rashi doesn't read the way you'd expect it to read. Just as too much more information than you expect, different kinds of information, questions that you would never dream of, right? So it's sort of a very difficult question I'm asking you, but I'm trying to say what idea of Efshar L'Softo, what inyan is Efshar L'Softo regarding? Doesn't seem to just be regarding the relationship between the Isser and the Heter itself. Seems to be like a different kind of a topic. And can we find a topic that all these Rashis will work out in, will make sense in, will be addressing directly? It's not like a question of a logical maneuver here. You just have to try out different possibilities and see which ones fit. You can't get to this kind of an answer without there's no linear fashion to get to this answer. Not that I know of. I mean, you got to use your imagination. Yeah. In other words, can we rephrase Efshel Lesof though? Can we rephrase the question Efshel Lesof though Aser Mutter? So I'm telling you, the normal way you think about it is, well, does the Isser convert the Heter into Isser? That type of a translation does not seem to work out in Rashi. So what is the question according to Rashi of Efshel Lesof though? If it's not a question about the Isser and the original Isser and the original Heter, the relationship, right? So what is it about? If it's not in terms of does it turn the Heter into Isser, what is it about? Right? Right, and it's not a question of if it's Efshel, if it's not Efshel. That's what the Rishon is. It's not Efshel Softo Mutter, E Efshel Softo Aser. It's even though it's Efshel, he doesn't care. It's still Aser. Yeah, so what are the Inyanim that are important to us? What are the Inyanim that are important to us? What? What types of definitions? What do we need to be able to define properly to maneuver in your day? One thing that's always important to know what you're talking about. Right? And that is the Tarovas. Right? Something we were discussing earlier. It seems to me that that's the way Rashi's learning the question. In other words, let's take a case that we were discussing earlier. Let's say you had a giant piece of meat, right? And milk falls on one part of it, and it's in the steam of the pot or whatever it is. So why don't we say that the Isser is concentrated in one part of the meat? Right? We don't say that. Because it's all one shame tarovus. Even though it's possible that it's all concentrated in one part of the meat, we don't care. Because it's possible that it's all one tarovus, and it's true it's going to initially be concentrated in this piece of the meat, but it's all mitzuraf to the greater entity. And we say we're done it according to where it can eventually go. See, that's the way Rashi seems to be learning over here. That it's a question when you had one taroves, right? You had one chaticha that had a taroves of Isser. It had a limited efsharus. Its efsharus was limited to the chaticha initially, right? But now you introduce it to a new realm of possibility, right? Is that now koveya a whole new tarovus?
New realm of possibility meaning to leap from it?
That's right. Now, all I need to say is efshar. Because efshar means it's like a new initial situation. And I always judge every initial situation by the possibilities of Bliya, right? The possibilities of Bliya.
It's not by the actual state of...
We don't really know what's going on. We can't really know what's going on, right? We just say that I say I'm down on the whole Ta'aroves. Where is my Shishim? My Shishim is from the original Isser to the full Tarovis, to everywhere else. I don't break it up into pieces. That's the idea of a Tarovis. I don't break it up. I don't break up the big chaticha of Basar into the quadrant of the that touched the milk and three quadrants that haven't touched the milk. Right? You need four quadrants. So I say it's all one. I can't measure in less than the full entity, and since it's all part of the Taroves, and it's the Blias can spread everywhere, that's all mitzuraf to the shame of the Taroves. So Rashi seems to be learning that's the question of Efshel Lesof though. Do you say that I can recalibrate my measurements? Can I take a new measurement Can I take a new measurement? Can I take a new measurement because the situation of the bli has changed? Or do I say that the original tarovus is fixed? See, now he wants to explain, though. He wants to explain at the end. Let's see if we can work out the leka.
What's the new measurement? When you assume that it got mixed around? You mean that's the new measurement?
The new measurement is that in the original tarovus, I just had this chaticha and this tipas cholov.
Right.
So that was the limit of its hispashtus, the limit of its spread. But now that this chaticha with the milk is in rotate with other chatichos, so now it's not, now the tipa is not limited to the realm of the chaticha, right? Now it has efsharos everywhere. So do I say I define the taroves by the efshar?
Is the question whether you're taking another picture?
Yeah, take another picture.
That's the question.
Take a new picture. Correct.
Looking at this as a fresh case and then
fresh case.
Making a din of what it is.
That's right. Be done it as it is now. As if the milk fell into whatever this chaticha is now a part of. Right? That's why he says it would be aim of alnus l'chatchila, because it would be like dropping a drop of milk into a big tarovus of meat. Right. But what he wants to explain in the end, can we explain the leka l'maimar? That's what we have to explain. If we can't explain that, then we're just then we can't be satisfied. Right, in the efshar, in the end he wants to show you what the efshar does. What the efshar, how do we mean that the efshar is koveya the tarovus? We don't mean to follow possibilities. That's not what we mean. Because he says, if you're really going to say the efsharus is the definition of the tarovus, so it's possible that it will exclude one piece. It's possible it will exclude one piece. It's possible the time will gang up in another piece, right? He's saying the efshar, what's efshar is koveya the chetza of the tarovus. You understand? The possible reach of the chola. It's not that we're trying to figure out actually where the tam is. That's not when we say efshar. It's not an inyan of trying to figure out where the tam is.
It's just like a new din, just based on its potential.
That's right. It's just a din based on its potential, and you can't say on potential that I'm going to remove the potential from one and put the potential in the other. How could you possibly do that? It's all shava. They're all shava b'tamin. How can I say that I'm just going to randomly exclude the potential from this one and double the potential on this one? On what basis? So it's not based on efsharus. So he's saying like this: efshar l'sochto mutter means that you're koveya the taroves by the potential defined by the efshar. So if it's a new situation where I have milk that it's possible to give tam to everything at once, that's going to be the scope of the tarovus. You see, the ikar of the efshar l'sochto, according to Rashi, is not that it's leaving the old piece. That's not the ikar. That's not the only issue. It's not really a question of leaving the old piece. It's a question of efshar lisochet mizeh v'livla bezeh. Right? That's what you guys are asking me. Why can't you just say squeeze it down the drain? Because that's not the inyan over here. The inyan is, can I be koveya on new tarovas? So that's why he says efshar lisochto is really only half of an expression. It's really, Isur shenivla beheter v'nosim botam v'osur v'chozer v'bishol heter azeim heter acher she'efsher isur hanivla bozeh lisochi menevi lichalik beheter acheron. You understand? It's a question of being koveya new tarovis. It's not just a question of getting rid of the isur from the heter. It's a question of... That's not the question of Esher L'Sochto. Question of Esher L'Sochto, why isn't that the good question? I don't know. We'll have to think about that. But that's not the question of Esher L'Sochto. The question of Esher L'Sochto is to redefine the Tarovis based on saying that a new even distribution of the Isser from the original Heter plus new Heter. Esher L'Sochto Mizeh V'Liv La Bezeh. V'lichalik beheter acher ve'im bo kishir leser zachron. That's the question. Can I incorporate the new thing? Can I incorporate the new? Will the phenomenon of this chaticha falling into a new pot, a new situation of tarovas, redefine the whole thing, even in terms of the tar, even in terms of the original chaticha itself? Will it even redefine the original chaticha? Certainly, the new heter is going to be an issue of tarovas. But will it even? But will redefine it? Will creating this new tarovas even redefine the original heter as simply a part of this new cheft of tarovas? And whatever the din on the new tarovas is, that's the din on the original heter. Right? That's the way he's learning. This is a little bit tough. Right? So in other words, so it's the antithesis of Chaticha Nasa Ve'elo, right? Basically, because Chaticha Nasa Ve'elo... Well, let's put it this way. Chaticha Nasa Ve'elo demands that you always judge the original Chaticha like a separate Cheftza, like its own unique relationship of Isser and Heter. But if you're going to say that Esher L'Sochto is Mutter, that means to say there is no fixed, permanent relationship of Isser and Heter. So it's just impossible to say, it's impossible to hold Esher L'Sochto Mutter and Chaticha Nasa Ve'elo. According to the way Rashi learns, it's just an impossibility. The Amai is not really like, why did he choose this if he holds this way? The Amai is like, how is it possible? They're like, they're contradictory. Right? Amai, that's what some are bothered with. What's the lashon of Amai? Amai means like it's not good, it's not reasonable. Why would he do this if he holds that way? But the way Rashi's learning, it's not like an Amai of a choice. It's an Amai like, how could it be? How is it possible to say on the one hand that there's no fixed definition of a Taroves, and on the other hand, once something becomes Usser, it's permanently fixed? It's not possible. They're just contradictory, they're opposite theories. Right? They're opposite theories. Okay, go ahead. Ela Kosovar.
Ela Kosovar.
Yeah.
Ela Kosovar. Efshar L'Sochto. Usser.
Mr. Rashi. Ooh.
Ela Kosovar. Mishe Nesra Chaticha. Shuv Ema Heter Vesechita. Ashminon Afa Heter Shaka Nase Esu.
Yeah. So, but if you hold Esher L'Sochto, and here's the big question: what if you hold Esher L'Sochto as Aser? Do you have to hold Chaticha Nasa Ve'elo? Ela Kosovar, what? Misha Nesra Chaticha Shuv Ein Lo Heter B'Shchita. There is no more heter b'shchita, right? Why is there no more heter b'shchita? So Rashi seems to be learning that the only reason why you wouldn't have a heter b'shchita is what? V'ashmo inan. Is that true? I don't know. What does it mean v'ashmo inan? Afa heter shebo nase iser. Lios kan shir godel leser acher marbe. What does he mean? Shuv ein lo heter b'shchita. Shuv ein means to say, in the end, he says you're gonna have to be mevatel the whole chaticha now. You're not gonna be able to be mevatel just the chalav anymore. Right. Why? Rather, he must hold that what? Mishan Nesra Chaticha Shuv Ein Laheta Beschita. Why? Why is it not Laheta Beschita? Because the original Tarovus is fixed. So this always has a shame of Isser. And if it always has a shame of Isser, then... Right. Then you're always going to have to be Mishayah against the Chaticha. Right? You're always going to have to be Mishayah against the Chaticha. In other words, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, the plain pshat, the way Rashi's learning is Chaticha Nasas Nevela is a question of how much Isser, how much it can Aser. Right? Can an Aser greater than the original Shir Isser? So he says that's going to be dependent on whether you hold, theoretically, that the Tarovus is fixed. If you hold the original Tarovus is not fixed, then there's no such thing as a chaticha nasa tevela. And if you hold the original tarovus is fixed, then that chaticha always remains fixed as a nisari with the isser, and you have to be mevatel the whole thing, right? Like chaticha nasa tevela is like what you have to do when you have efshul self to usser, right? One is like the theoretical din of the relationship between the original Isser and Heter, in terms of the Tarovas, and Chaticha Nasa Nevela is the outcome of that, with regards to other Heter. Right?
Efshul Sof Ha'Aser means that you
never redefine those. So what's the practical implications of that going to be? Practical implications of that's going to be, now you have a Shir Gadol of Isser. When it falls into another pot, you can't say, well, let's just go back to the original, let's just look at how much of the original Isser is in here. You can't deal with the original Isser anymore. There's only now an Isarev of Isser. There's only now a Tarovus of Isser in here already. You have to be without the entire Chaticha. Because you can't deal with the, that's why he calls it a Shir Gadol. That's why he says, Lios Kan Shir Gadol Lesser Acherim Harvey. He doesn't want to exactly say it turns into Isser Mamish, but it turns into Isser in terms of Shir. You can't deal with the original Chefs of Isser, because the original Chefs of Isser only exists in this Arev with this other Heter. You can't isolate the original Isser anymore. It only exists as in this Arev. That's how it exists. So you can't isolate it to be mevatel. In order to be mevatel, you got to be mevatel the whole chesed that's a part of. Okay.